My name is Erin McGuire, and I'm the Associate Director at the Horticulture Innovation Lab. And I'm going to be talking to you today about developing appropriate international horticulture technologies through UC Davis D-Lab curriculum. And I really enjoyed the other presenters today. They're all really interesting talks, so I hope this will lend to the already great stuff presented. So I'll start out my talk by telling you a little bit about the Horticulture Innovation Lab, then the concept behind D-Lab, how we implemented the concept at universities in Thailand and Honduras, and we'll close out with results of that implementation. So the Horticulture Innovation Lab is a funder of horticulture research along the value chain for small-scale funders in developing countries. We're funded by USAID as a part of the research arm of the Feed the Future activity, which is the U.S. government's Global Hunger and Food Security Initiative. UC Davis leads this effort with four partners, the University of Florida, North Carolina State University, the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and we also have more than 200 partner organizations domestically and internationally. Dr. Elizabeth Mitzern is the director, and she's right back there if you want to talk to her later. I've brought some brochures if you want to learn more about us as an entity. But for this particular project, our partners were Kasetsart University in Thailand and the Zamorano Pan-American Agriculture School in Honduras. I generally referred to them as Zamorano throughout the presentation. The UC Davis Horticulture Innovation Lab and the UC Davis D-Lab, led by Kurt Kornbluth. And I was the evaluator. Now I'm the Associate Director of the Horticulture Innovation Lab, but at the time I worked for D-Lab, and I was their researcher during graduate school. So it's a little incestuous, but these are the partners. So as many of you know, this project emerged because some of the challenges we see in developing countries and horticulture throughout the value chain. So those are traditionally perishability, local capacity and connection to market, and access to good agriculture practices and inputs, both in production and post-harvest. So even though fruits and vegetables are seen as a crop that can really raise incomes for small-scale farmers, including increasing nutrition and a very empowering crop for women, we often see that this opportunity isn't embraced because of these challenges. So this project aimed to capitalize on an already developed idea, D-Lab, and introduce it to universities around the world in order to systemize the skill sets needed to develop these technologies. So just to give everyone an idea of what appropriate technologies are when we're talking about them in the international setting, these are some that the Horticulture Innovation Lab works with now. But generally take into consider economic, technical, and material constraints. So here you can see the UC Davis solar dryer, which costs about $100. It's really easy for farmers to make and can make a big difference on when they sell their product. You can also see here on the left the CoolBot, which is an inexpensive device that allows an air conditioner to be tricked to work overtime, so farmers can create a pretty inexpensive cool room, which acts as an aggregator and also maintains the cold chain. And I won't talk too much about them today, but we have Dr. Delcidis that's also in the back, and Dr. Mitchum, who's going to be talking tomorrow in depth about all of these appropriate technologies. So the idea was really to use D-Lab as a way to get at these appropriate technologies. And D-Lab was originally designed by MIT. Dr. Amy Smith came up with the idea, and she developed the curriculum originally to create new technologies in the international setting. And their website is amazing, and I really encourage you to check it out. But D-Lab is a design curriculum that uses an interdisciplinary approach to developing solutions to real-world problems. It takes into account not just efficacy of the technology or a solution, but also environmental, social, economic, as well as technical factors. And you can see all of those listed here. This is what it looks like at D-Lab at UC Davis. So we spread it out over a year. Dr. Kurt Kornbluth does. We have a D-Lab seminar in the fall, D-Lab 1 in winter focuses on feasibility studies and technical assessments, so what kind of technology is already available. And then D-Lab 2 is where you really develop your prototypes and get to test them in the field. And then the summer, you're working with the client or whatever community organization to build your solution and technology. So this is what the space looks like at UC Davis. They also have access to the student farm, the Horticulture Innovation Labs Demonstration Center, and classroom space. And, of course, the Horticulture Innovation Labs Demonstration Center, as well as the student farm access, is really important because that's where they build their prototypes and do all their testing. So in D-Lab curriculum, there's a real focus on the client. The client brings the challenge to the team, and they work together in an iterative process throughout the design and development phases, and this mimics real development world situations where challenges are brought from the community. Lastly, I'll say on the overall big picture of D-Lab is that it's meant to create a systems-based approach for sustainable solutions. The technologies created are more applicable and therefore more adoptable because they consider local needs and landscape. So that's D-Lab. That's the general concept behind what we were trying to implement. And so what we decided, we chose two universities. We chose Kasetsart University in Thailand and Zamorano University in Honduras for our pilot sites. So this is the crew, the first crew at D-Lab at Zamorano. And I should tell you now that both these classes are still operational. But this was the first group of students. The class was segmented into three work modules, each lasting 3 weeks with 15 students each. And the students were exclusively in the environmental engineering department and are undergraduates in their final and fourth year. And while I was doing this evaluation, it was the third and final module. And this was the group at Kasetsart University. They were the second class that we piloted D-Lab at. And the course ran for a 15-week session. The class met 2 times per week in a large classroom in the Bio and Agriculture Engineering Building at KU Camping Sing campus. And it was 29 senior students in their final year of Bio and Agriculture Engineering. One thing that I think is interesting about these two groups of people is that the Zamorano class was repeated 3 times, basically, in those 3 modules before I did the evaluation. Where you'll see the Kasetsart University students, it was really the first class that they had implemented that I was running the same tests on. So for methods, I conducted interviews with management entity of the classes. A post survey was given to all class participants, and then I also got to spend a considerable amount of time there observing the class both times. So the objectives of the curriculum were threefold. Objective 1, students learn and are comfortable with the design process. Objective 2 was giving students the opportunity to make and learn from their mistakes. And objective 3 was foster creativity and innovation in students. And I'm going to, a lot of data was retrieved. And what I'm going to present here are mostly from the post-survey. And while there was a lot of data I collected, I'm only highlighting the most specific questions. Thanks. So results, objective 1, students learn and are comfortable with the design process. We asked, has your knowledge of the design process improved? The students rated their responses on a Likert scale, where 5 was I learned very much and 4 was I learned a lot. And here you can see that they had a very positive response to that question. 100% of Zamorano students agreed with on a 4 or 5 level and 90% of Kasetsart students. We also asked, in general, do you feel the D-Lab model has created an environment that is comfortable for presenting new ideas? And again, you can see Zamorano students are kind of off the charts there, and it's split with Kasetsart, but overall a positive response. For objective 2, we used kind of an interesting indicator. We used a ratio from how many prototypes were created to how many prototypes acted as expected. So the pie chart represents all of the prototypes created And then you can see that in the blue were prototypes that performed as expected. So cassettes are at the average student created 3 prototypes for every 2 that performed as expected, or a ratio of 1.5 to 1. And at Zamorano University, the average student created 3.15 prototypes to 1 that performed as expected. There's obviously a clear difference here, and I'm happy to discuss why we think there might have been a difference there. But the idea behind the indicator was really wanted to encourage people to kind of go out on a limb, try new ideas, and we thought by seeing how many prototypes were generated versus how many actually acted as expected would showcase that. For objective 3, foster creativity and innovation in students, we asked, do you think your approach to problems will be the same? Where 5 was, I will definitely respond more creatively, represented in green, and 4 being, I will most likely respond more creatively. Again, really positive responses. Zamorano, again, is a little more responsive. So in general, we thought these quantitative aggregations showed pretty positive results for the curriculum. We also asked an open-ended question, what skills will you take from DLAB and use with challenges in the future? And these are some of the interesting connections students made with the curriculum, where perseverance, opportunities, teamwork were really big connections for them. And here's some quotes that I hope you read afterward in your free time. So just an example, so you understand what a DLAB project looks like. This is a vermicomposter that was developed in Honduras. Students first identified the need, which was increased soil health, in the permaculture garden on campus while creating a workable vermicoster composter that would hold a specific variety of worms. And then the students also felt that the need applied to greater Latin America due to increased pressure to reduce waste through sustainable initiatives. They felt the composter could address some of this problem by supplying alternatives to handling organic waste by presenting an option that could be of interest to gardeners that would take advantage of the waste from homes. And so this vermicomposter is still operational in Honduras, and they worked with a client in order to develop and was one of our more successful technologies. So finally, items to consider when establishing a DLAB course internationally is you really want to think about your position within the university and make sure you have administrative support. Class space and size is very important. You need outside area to create prototypes. You want small groups in a small classroom. And you also have to think through logistical challenges. So noise from machines, safety trainings, time and community are all very important. Major takeaways. Results showed that partnering early with academic administrators, providing enough time to students to develop technologies, and establishing community clients were essential elements to success. The challenges included material costs and quick access to funds, and more time needed for market analysis. Areas of further research is end-user satisfaction and long-term adoptability and use of the developed technologies, so really following the scale pathway for the technologies created. And we think this work exhibits the effectiveness of the DLAB strategy within the international academic setting. So finally, if you know a university in the international setting that you think might be interested in something like this, the Horticulture Innovation Lab is developing a toolkit that we can really hand over to professors and administrators in order to implement this strategy. And of course, you can contact me if you have any questions about that. So thank you so much for your time.